death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
We're here with Cabot O'Callaghan, and he has a book that I'm not sure we can pronounce the title, but some say we can, so we will, Unfuck the World. And this is a book of poetry that I highly recommend as an amateur poet myself and a bit of a songwriter. Bob, you've had a look at it, and I'm sure you...
Yeah, and my key thing is that his real name?
That's a good question.
Because, yeah, I found in there that he said stuff that was unflattering to Donald Trump.
No.
And Mark Zuckerberg.
No, yes. Seriously.
So I'm interested in talking to him. And he likes to talk about existentialism, which some of my favorite guys there, particularly post-war existentialism, Camus, Sartre. So, we'll be right back talking about unfug.
Yes, because right
I
now...
I like that Norman Mailer term, fug. I don't know why.
Well, okay, right now we're going to unfug the world with a song. We are on WGRN doing The Other Side of the News. And we're talking poetry tonight. We've just listened to The Prophets of Rage and Unfuck the World. And we have a poetry book by Cabot O'Callaghan, Unfuck the World. And there were 40 of them at one point in this poetry book, 40 fugs. And there are a number of poems. And as Bob pointed out, there's a lot of existential thought going on here. Cabot, how are you doing this evening, by the way?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it is time we talk to you, isn't it? So,
well, Cabot, I noted there was a bit of angst in your book.
A little?
Yeah.
Yeah, the angst, and then the kind of like, fug it.
Well, we're going to do...
There's a certain dichotomy that I found refreshing.
We were going to talk about Anthem to the Apocalypse, for one, right there. That sounds a little bit angst-filled. Is it the modern days we're living in, perhaps, young man?
Yeah, yes, it absolutely is. I mean, a lot of this book pertains to, this what the situation we're in, so...
Right, as these lyrics say on your screen, when did this darkness take me, set a plate and feed me, turn my ignorance into ether, steal my eyelids and name me a truth reaper. The blues turn to black when I think too deeply. No words come easily to describe this feeling, this sensation of descending. Where to begin, walking the planet as an alien, wearing a semblance of the insanity, pretending not to see what's in front of me. Oh, the splendorous travesty of the lives we lead as we disassociate means and consequences, wrecking destruction with our successes. Nod when they say everything's fine, the design maturing like California wine. Nothing's wrong. Carry on. Heretics and believers, deniers and seers, the fighters and the sleepers, all just mayflies caught in the flow, drowning in the moonlit glow, ruled by hubris and ego. Unable to let go. Here comes the death throes, and so ends the story we've sown. Well, I'll tell you, that to me is some pretty good stuff, well, Cabot. So.
Cabot, you're
angst on.
A bit of a realist here. I mean, wasn't that the perfect summation of the last quarter century, and particularly the Trump times?
Yeah, I mean, I just think we're at a moment now where there's no escaping the situation. There's no new land to go conquer. There's no.
Oh, we're going to Mars, but you know that'll take a while.
Yeah, right.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, Elon is going to save us. Yep, I know. Mars in space. That's, right. You know, that's going to fix everything.
But you would seem somewhat disturbed about it from your poetry. Like, we got a perfectly good planet. Why don't we do something to save it?
I mean, honestly, I mean, if we can't figure out how to fix what's going on here, we're going to take it somewhere else and it'll be okay there?
There you go.
Yeah, I don't, that doesn't compute in my brain. That's insanity. It's like, you got to fix the roots of the problem before you even decide you're going to, let's go somewhere else. I mean, it's not working here. But it's going to work on a planet that's like literally dead already.
Yeah, to further prove that we kind of think alike is I have a song that's about aliens coming to the Earth after burning up their planet. And it basically, the chorus is, the chorus is, the chorus of the song says, Adam was a spaceman, Eve was a chimpanzee, that's why it's so darn easy for you to make a monkey out of me. At any rate, he comes to Earth, he crashes, and he has sex with a monkey. It's a fabulously nice family song, children's song, but same premise. Same premise.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
So we've been there, that's for sure. And okay. Back again.
Wow.
Yeah, you wrote to us, you said, I think what we are seeing now with the global rise of authoritarian, totalitarian leaders and supporters is desperation. Do you feel we're in these death throes of the planet and we're getting increasingly desperate?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think that if you lack the ability to imagine anything else beyond what you have, right? If you want to look at what you have as being the end-all be-all of you know, the summation of what it means to be human, then how do you fix that? How do you make it better?
Well, we could have had biodegradable products for the last century. Hemp, it was already here. Instead, we got every rotten piece of plastic we've ever produced, you know, much of it consumed in the bellies of sea mammals. It seems like that's the kind of stuff that bothers you in your book.
Yeah, well, it's like we have... Every solution that we have or new technology is only to allow us to keep doing the thing that we need to stop doing. The thinking's all wrong. It's like we keep trying to figure out, well, this is the thing that we want to do and this is what you're supposed to do. So let's figure out how to make it keep going when all the feedback that we're getting is that you can't do this. You have to stop doing this. But we're just like, la, 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 no, we can just, you know, invent a new thing or, you know, find a new person to follow or listen to, and then everything will be fine.
Techno fix, if we just get the right technology, the hyper-consumer capitalism can go on unsustainable and indefinite.
Yeah, exactly. It's madness.
We were led up the gasoline alley with the combustible engine, which we continue to burn in ridiculous amounts as we also fuel our power. And we're all in it together, clearly. And we need to get unfugged real fast.
So how do we break the grip of a consumeristic culture that essentially seems to be self-indulgent and incapable of changing itself?
I don't know if we can. Honestly, I think this is all part of it. You know, I kind of like to say what we're entering into is kind of the in-between. You know, the old, status quo is failing and will continue to fail, I believe. And so now we're in this period where people are, their beliefs are falling apart. So then they're like, well, what do we do now?
Well, and can't we unite about abusing the immigrants?
Well, I mean, that's a typical, response. It's like, well, make it, the problem is this, and they will point to that thing, and that's the problem. And if that we take care of that, then the problem's solved and everything's fine. When we've done that over the centuries, we'd always make the problem something else other than the everything that we do.
Well, you're really talking about the core of our existence, how we should live, how we should be willing to live. Are you a bit bleak on that?
Well, I don't think that there's a one way. I don't think that's how we're going to get out of this. I think that what has held sway has to end, and before something new can become. I don't know. Maybe we can figure out a group effort and to make this happen, but ultimately, I think
sure.
If you can't get past what's in place, then it's gotta fail before there's room for other people's and their ideas and thoughts.
Well, and I also think that you're expressing what a lot of us feel. Well, clearly, you're not saying you have the answers, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate your outlook on it from your poetry. It says a whole lot. You bend the rules just enough to make it, our modern poetry and not, sing-songy like a lot of things can be. But, we can talk about answers, but where do we go, and who knows? I think, right, is to observe and to be able to at least elucidate on it is really what most of us are trying to do. Yeah,
I think people really struggle with not having an answer.
Yeah,
they panic. It's like my point is I'm just pointing out what the reality is. I'm just speaking towards the. I'm speaking truth to power. I'm speaking truth to, this the story that we're in. And so the immediate response to that is, well, what are we supposed to do? Live in caves? Or they want you to tell them how to live. And it's like, no, that's not how this works. That's what we have been doing. We've been going around the planet and telling other people, conquering them and saying, this is the way you live now. And then, so they're still using that same thinking. And I don't blame them because we're indoctrinated into this way, this reality that we've created. And so until they can get past that and just sit with the notion that there's no solution right now. There's not gonna be a plan or legislation or combined movement. I mean, this is the bewilderment that is required before we go to that whatever is next.
But is it, there may be a lot of answers at the local level, but there's going to be no savior and there's going to be no answer from above, which many people often prefer, right? Mussolini said, believe, obey, fight. People want three things. They want to believe in some mythology, they want to obey authority, and they want an enemy to fight. But that's not going to get us out of this problem, right? May be a lot of people out there with sustainable alternative lifestyles that need to begin to put them into practice right now.
Yeah, and that's why, like you say, I don't think this is not going to be a top-down. This is going to be bottom up is a good word for it.
That would be the grassroots. And yeah. Dr. Bob and his wife, Suzanne, running the Columbus Independent Media that includes Free Press and these radio stations, have been involved with that struggle for a long time. And I respect that for anybody that gets out and participates.
And I'm trying to figure out what motivated you at this point in history to put out a book of poetry. What appealed to you?
It wasn't a plan per se. I would just say that, as I was writing and, I kind of had an idea that I was going to write memoir. But then as I was writing, it started turning more into poetry started coming out, and it frustrated me, and I started to get angry about it, and I fought it for a while, and then as time progressed, I just got tired of trying to fight it, and so I just went with it. And you know, the poetry isn't so much written; it's written over a good, you know, 4 or 5 years. So, but I mean, these are thoughts and feelings that I've had even before things have gotten to this, you know, age that it's at now. So, the poetry mirrors kind of my understanding of what we are as a culture, and then as things progressed and escalated, then the poetry really started to kind of reflect even, you know, how the crazy times that we're in. And I just think that it's kind of what to expect from here on to whatever comes next.
Well, we've been speaking with Cabot O'Callaghan here on WGRN. His book is the World, and it's on Winter Goose Publishing. Would you like to tell people what other places they could find your work, sir? I believe you've written for the Good Man Project, et cetera, but maybe there are other avenues.
Some early work. I was very graciously asked to come write for the Good Man Project, and so I did for a little while. I moved beyond that. I wanted to focus more on just personal writing. But if you do a internet search, that's probably what you're gonna find the most of is through the Good Men Project, besides my poetry in my book.
Well, we highly recommend that you find it. Dr. Bob and I are gonna take a break and come back with some local and national news.
All right.
Thanks a
Keep
lot,
up
Cabot.
The outrage.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And of course,
good stuff, man.
We're all gonna unfug the world and un*** it as well.
Someday.